Welcome into the Live Rewind podcast, where players and coaches join DP in the garage to talk about a memorable game from their career. They sit down to watch the highlights from Channel 1450 and talk about the game. In this episode, SHE graduate Gabe Green talks about the 2014 state title game between the Cyclones and Montini.
My name is Gabe Green, former Sacred Heart Griffin quarterback, and I'm here for Live Rewind to watch the 2014 state championship game.
All right, now this is almost 7 years ago, so when's the last time you watched this? What do you remember from it, just off the top of your head?
I probably watched, I'm going to say, at least 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, last time I watched it, the score was a lot closer than what I remember it being. Yeah. It was watching it was a lot more of a grind than what I actually remember playing in.
High school was a long time ago. So what do you kind of remember from your high school career as you, this was your last high school game?
I mean, going into this game, I really just wanted to cherish the moment. I knew this would be my last game, and that's kind of what you want, to be able to control when your last game is. And going into this, I knew it was this, and we knew that it'd be a tough game, you know, a tough opponent. We had played in the year before. We thought that they'd come out with a good game plan, which they did. And I just kind of thought that we'd take it step by step.
Possibly the underdogs the first time. Mm-hmm. This time, I mean, that role's kind of reversed.
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember anything about a game plan or anything about what you guys kind of were trying to do in this one?
I don't. I remember thinking that, so the first year we played them, they had a couple kids going to pretty big Division I schools. This year, I don't think they did, but we thought that this might be the better team just because we had beaten them the year before. You know, we thought that they'd want to beat us pretty bad because we caught them off guard. But game plan wise, I don't remember much. I think that we just wanted to get the ball in our playmaker's hands, which hopefully we watch here. We did pretty well.
Awesome. All right, let's go ahead and get started.
All right.
A battle of titans in the 5A state championship game, SHE versus Montini, a rematch of last year. Cyclones head coach Ken Leonard going for his fifth crown in the last 10 years. Pretty impressive. First quarter, it was the Broncos trying to spoil the party. A little trickery, wide receiver Leon Thornton in to take the direct snap and picks up first down yardage. Montini into the red zone. Now on the one-yard line, their actual quarterback, Charles Norgel, tries to sneak, pops out, instead tries to throw, but Cole Hillestad sniffs it out. He steps in.
Yeah, so I don't, standing on the sidelines, I don't really remember much about that, but I just, you know, I was so shocked that something like that happened because they got off to a pretty quick start, drove the ball right down the field, which we were expecting them to come out pretty hot, but I did not expect a quarterback sneak that turned into an interception.
Not many times you guys got, I mean, you guys never lost this season, obviously, so.
Right.
When they get the ball first,
mm-hmm.
what do you kind of do differently on the sideline when you're waiting for that first drive?
You know, just got to stay loose, watch, you know, what they're doing, kind of get into the flow of the game. It might be the same as coming off the bench in a basketball game. Mm-hmm. Just you can kind of watch and, you know, let your nerves calm down a little bit and just let it play out.
So then the defense kind of gets you that momentum. Mm-hmm. And you're just ready to get out there and kind of.
Correct.
Get your teeth in.
Absolutely.
For the huge interception, SHG would try to get things rolling on the offensive side of the ball. Gabe Green with a nice pickup here, but he'd cough it up. Montini would recover. That means the Broncos have the ball. And
I remember there's no worse feeling in the world when you fumble and you're laying on the ground and you're sitting there and you're watching the ball roll away from you, and you know there's nothing you can do to get up and get it. It was just a terrible feeling.
Time just kind of stops.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, I can't believe
it. Absolutely. It's horrible. As you see the other team, you know, three guys jump on it. It's not good.
And that was important in this game. Norgel to the air. He finds Thornton over the middle, and he's off to the races. He will go 53 yards to the house. Broncos on top. 7-0. SHG still having trouble with that Montini defense. The first three possessions for the Sykes, punt, fumble, and punt 7-0 Montini after a quarter.
Yeah, so it was a tough start. They came out real hot. They were a very physical, hard-nosed team, which the year before, I don't want to say they weren't that, but they were just more, you know, that this year. They seemed like they just wanted to get after us a little bit more. But we got down early, and I know you had mentioned that we hadn't lost, and but we were a bunch of guys that, you know, we had all played, we had experience throughout our whole career. So we had lost games, you know, as juniors, as sophomores. So we had been in all types of losses, all types of wins. So we weren't too worried about it.
Quarter, a different story though. Give them the wind and they'll find a way. First off, the run game, Sam Sargent breaking tackles, all kinds of tackles before the Broncos can finally get him down. Then it's Sargent again, a bigger hole to the right side, gets sandwiched between two Montini defenders. Then it's Sargent with his biggest gain of the drive. This one will go for 22 yards inside the 20-yard line. And on the goal line, it's Melo Dinello. Anthony Dinello scores it. The extra point block.
I do want to point out that it was really nice having the running backs and offensive line that we had. You know, obviously, everybody on there made my job a lot easier.
Yeah, that O-line, I remember it. I mean, just massive dudes.
Yes.
And so for you, for Sam, for Anthony, I mean, it's just kind of waiting.
Correct.
And they're going to get you a hold of, to work with.
Yeah, a bunch of big guys who, I don't know, we probably weren't really known as a run power team, but guys who would probably prefer to to be that.
However, it's still 7-6, Montini on top. Next Cyclones possession, Green to the air, finds Albert Okwuegbunam across the 50-yard line before they can finally, I don't think they ever get him down. Okay, they get him down, but huge gain. Then it's Dinello inside, spins, just tough yardage. That's the way this game was going. Dinello again, he'll pick up a first down on this play, but he'd go down and clutch his left leg. He would leave with a knee injury. That means it's Sargent in the Rhino package on the goal line. No problem. He gets in 12-7 SHG at halftime.
As seniors, it was tough to see Anthony, you know, go down. We, at first, we were telling him to get back up, but then we saw him on crutches. We knew it was pretty serious.
Yeah, it's going to be serious if you come out of the game like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
On a Ken Leonard team, you don't just...
No, you don't. Especially when everybody's yelling at you to just get up and... You stay down, it's pretty serious.
But Sam, a younger back, but still, I mean, you guys were more than confident in his abilities.
Correct.
And what
he
did.
Yeah, he was great, and he had been great, you know, the whole season, his whole career. You know, like I said, he made my job a lot easier, along with also all the receivers that we had that year, and then obviously the year before, we had a lot of guys. But these guys this year really stepped up. People, I'm sure, thought that losing Nate and Malik and that receiving core, they probably thought that that'd be a big drop off, and these guys, they stepped right into the roles.
What do you remember about halftime? Was there any adjustments? Because I mean, after a tough first quarter, second quarter seemed to be going pretty well, so you probably just wanted to get back out there.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it watching it feels a lot more intense than what it was. We really didn't change anything. We just stuck to what we were doing. You know, I don't even, thinking back on it, thinking in halftime if I even or we even, you know, thought about what the score was really.
Yeah.
We knew that we had a job to do in the second half, and that was it.
Coach Leonard maybe not as fired up at this halftime than he was the first one when he comes off the
yelling. That was fun. The first one, we were down, I don't know what we were down, I don't know, 7 or something like that in the first one, and for some reason in that locker room, it just felt like, you know, it felt like we were up 14. It just felt like we were just going to do it, but it was fine.
Dinello would leave on crutches and would not return. Second half, start of the third quarter, Montini ball, SHG ramps up the pressure, it works. Norgel's pass tipped into the hands of Sean Mason, who makes a diving interception, setting the stage for Gabe. The play fake to the air, Okwuegbunam got it. What a grab. SHG takes the lead 19-7.
Again, it was just so nice having guys like that. Not only Albert, but the offensive line and, you know, all the receivers and running backs to hold everybody so that you know, Albert can get one-on-one, yeah. which obviously is a pretty good thing.
I mean, the throw there, the catch there, that's just a highlight reel play.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's
the catch was actually a lot better. The throw wasn't very good because I think, I don't know if his guy fell down, but he was wide open, and I made him dive, which wasn't good. It makes for a good highlight. But.
Yeah, it's the one that we used when he got drafted because we're like, maybe
right.
he can't. Like,
especially from that angle, you can't tell that the guy fell down, and but it's good.
How much faith did you have in a young Albert at that point when, I mean, this is a state championship
complete,
game.
Yeah, complete faith. We had, even the year before, we had seen him grow so much. And then this year, he was pretty dominant.
Yeah.
And I know he's only a junior here in senior year. Obviously, he was great. And then he grew into what he is now. But
yeah, jump ahead 7 years, and now he plays for the Broncos.
Yeah, pretty cool.
What's that kind of feeling like, knowing, I mean, you're throwing touchdowns to him when he was little.
Yeah, it's, looking back, it's a blessing to be able to say that I played with those guys, Albert, Malik. But just, I don't know, the length he had, the size, everything was just so nice as a quarterback to have from a guy who is a tight end, but so versatile that he can play receiver.
And you would probably know better than a lot of people. I mean, you can have the talent, but it takes so much hard work and so much dedication to get to where those two guys are.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's not just pure God-given talent.
It's not. Those. I mean, Albert alone, I know he had to put on a bunch of weight and do all that. So the work he had to put in is just incredible. And I know Malik, you know, is the hardest worker I know. So.
So you get a touchdown like that, and I mean, momentum-wise, you got the interception, then a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to feel like, okay, this is getting pretty close to where we can.
Yeah, we thought that we'd start to pull away, and I don't think that we do. If I remember right, but that after that play, we kind of, because our defense was playing so good after that first drive, second drive, where they had scored. And the same thing all year. We were just so confident. It was so nice to have a defense like we had, that we knew we could put up a lot of points, but we didn't have to because they weren't going to let anybody score.
Which defense do you think was better this year or the year before?
I can't say, but I would not want to play against either of them.
Yeah.
I know, looking back on it, opposing teams, I just would not want to play against
either. Do you guys have anybody going both ways, or no? Probably not really.
I saw Avery Andrews in there.
Uh-huh.
I know he probably did.
Okay.
I'm sure he did. Michael Ziegler did, at least his senior year.
Yeah.
Quinn did his senior year. I'm sure the offensive line did a little bit. I'm sure I'm forgetting about somebody.
That's okay. I was just kind of curious about, you know, if you're size-wise and obviously.
Well, Nate.
Yeah.
Nate Lois went both ways.
Uh-huh.
I think Malik maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what Ken said. I mean, you put the best guys out there.
Absolutely.
What.
Well, we are fortunate that we didn't have to have guys go both ways. Some high school teams, you don't have enough guys, and they have to, and then you get worn down, and it's tough.
Yeah.
That'll set up the SHG defense. Montini tries to run the ball. John Morgan says, no soup for you. I will act like I'm eating soup, however. How about Cody Bowman? Right spot, right time. Reads it well. His third interception in the last three games. Takes it back to the Montini 20-yard line, and that'll set up the SHG offense. Sargent takes it. Now watch this play. He'll take it down to the 1-yard line, but he is real slow getting up. He'll eventually take it in from 6 yards out, but he's going to go down here. 26-7 SHG. He'd try to walk off a groin injury. He'd wind up missing the rest of the game.
I think everybody was getting real banged up, especially on the offensive side, which, again, having the defense like we had, it was just really – it helped our confidence that as long as we just managed the game, we'd be okay.
Yeah, I mean, make it a three-possession game and then
right.
– It's just kind of, okay, let's figure out how to
absolutely
run that clock.
How to not lose.
So, Green has to look to other options. No problem. How about Sam Bonasinga? First down. That sets up. Cody Bowman comes out for the field goal, 36 yards money. That makes it a three-score game. It's 29-7 after three quarters. Fourth quarter, the Broncos with the wind again, so they're going to throw. Norgal hooks up with Patrick Maloney. Then he'll find Tyler Milliken. He takes it inside the 20-yard line. And finally, it's Thornton from Norgal. Touchdown. Montini right back in it. 29-14. SHG trying to work some clock without their top two running backs. Third and eight, Green with a huge hookup to Bonasinga for the first down. Then it's Green again. This time calls his...
And Sam Bonasinga was so great that whole year and his senior year. I know he was. I think he makes another catch here along the sideline, end of the game. But having somebody like that step up and be, you know, so reliable, is it was really nice to have.
Another D1 guy on this
Correct.
Team.
I mean, yeah, I know.
Just shows the,
I know.
The talent you had to work with, which is pretty nice.
Right. But another guy who probably, you know, starting out his high school career, you wouldn't think of. But
no.
Another guy who works so incredibly hard that they're going to get to that level.
Yeah.
Number picks up the first down by inches. How about to the air? Bonasinga got it down at the 12-yard line. SHG's going to go for a field goal, make it a 17-point game. Oh, don't start the buses yet. Montini blocks the field goal, and they have life with 3.5 minutes to go. So they're going to throw. Norgal evades Michael Ziegler and looks for Thornton near the end zone. No, Sean Mason plays hero. His second interception of the...
That's a real big play. I don't know. What, did you say the score there was 29-14?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, that's obviously a huge play. Because if they score, you know, 29-21, 22, whatever, then we're a little in a bad situation. But
yeah.
Just a huge play by the defense again.
The Sykes with four picks in the contest, they would take a knee, and that's it. SHG wins back-to-back 5A state titles. Ken Leonard's fifth in 10 years. The Sykes are champs again, 29-14. You're emotional about this one, Coach.
Well, I'm so proud of our school, our kids, our coaching staff. What a great job.
Great feeling knowing that we accomplished our goal this year. You know, I'm happy for these guys. I'm happy for all the seniors. Just a great way to end out the season.
You're emotional.
Yeah, I know. Just these guys are brothers. We're family. You know, just happy to be here.
Man, it's our last time out here. Last time in the Golden Helmet. So emotions are high, but we're gonna go home, have some ice cream, have some fun.
It's incredible. You know, back to back, we did it. It was our plan coming into the season, and you know, it's always nice when you can accomplish your goal.
We knew it was on the line. We just came out, gave it our hardest, made some good stops. Offense made some plays. Here we are.
This is just amazing. We're just all taking in this feeling. You know, it means a lot. You know, when we work this hard throughout the season, this is the result we've been working for the whole entire year, and it's just amazing to see it come true.
What does number five mean to you?
Hey, it's a blessing. It's we give all glory to Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it means.
I love it. I love these guys more than anything. I can't thank the coaches enough for making me who I am today.
We can look back on this team and say.
Yeah, I mean, the coaching staff, starting off with Coach Leonard, obviously, just really made us into what we became. And even, you know, as we grow in our adult lives, most of the stuff we learned is from them.
We talked about it a little bit there, but the last time you wore that gold helmet, now mm-hmm. that we're far removed from that, I mean, does that mean a little bit more? Just knowing, I mean, what you guys were able to accomplish and
yeah.
How much, I think you... Like you mentioned it, the coaches taught you more about football, mm-hmm. but also life, and then
right.
you're still really good friends with a lot of those guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, we considered ourselves more than teammates, and that was a coaching part. The coaching staff was a big part in that. They, you know, really preached life and then football on the side, which helped us on the field and also helped us off.
As you look back at it now and your two running backs go down,
mm-hmm.
you just had to like kind of find a way to eat up yeah. that clock. Was it a good way for you to kind of cap off your career? I mean, that year you win Gatorade Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. You finished that season undefeated. Two state titles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not a lot of kids can say that they accomplished that.
Yeah, our two running backs went down, but I actually, watching it back, you know, the whole game, I didn't remember it being that much of a grind at the end. I think we were all pretty exhausted, but you know, I'm just so blessed to be able to play for these coaches and these guys around me. They obviously, I wouldn't have done any of that if it wasn't for them.
Give us a quick update on since Gabe Green was a Cyclone. I mean, you had quite the post high school career. So walk us through that a little bit.
So I went to Southern Mississippi for a year, and then I transferred up to the University of St. Thomas, which is moving to Division I, which is pretty cool. I switched to play wide receiver, and I loved it. And Coach Caruso up there is kind of like Coach Leonard, you know, life and football. So learning from those coaches, which pretty much ties right back into the SHG program, was really nice.
How big of a jump is high school to college football?
It's big. The speed is big, but it's about confidence. If you are confident and if you work hard, it slows down in no time for you.
What do you wish you could tell that kid now?
Probably just work harder. I don't know. Just, you know, watch more film, eat better, have a better diet, and just cherish all these moments. Looking back on it, I don't know if I'm sure I did or thought I was, but just cherish every moment you have.
Wrap it up with this. I mean, that was Ken's fifth state championship. Mm-hmm. A couple years ago, he becomes the all-time leader mm-hmm. in Illinois history. It's not just Ken. It's the whole coaching staff, and
right.
the staff is incredible.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, what SHG football is in this state, I mean, can you mm-hmm. kind of describe that or put that into words?
Up at St. Thomas, for example, we have a lot of kids from Chicago, the, you know, Chicago private leagues, public leagues, and they all know the name Sacred Heart Griffin, which, as you mentioned, Coach Leonard is the reason for that, the main reason, the only reason, which playing for him was incredible.
What's football given to you in your life?
A lot. I mean, it gave me most of my best friends, and not only that, it gave me just moments to think back on in college, high school, before high school. It gave me memories and really happy times with my teammates and my family.
That was Gabe Green for Live Rewind. Thanks for listening.